Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show on eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, fitness, and health. So tonight, I'm actually getting back to my roots of why I even started the show in the first place, which was because I really wanted to promote healthy habits. But first, as always, you know how I roll. I have to do my shout-outs at the beginning for those of you that have been following me and listening to me from the get-go. So I got a shout-out to all the recent birthdays out there in October and November. I have so many people out there who are very close to me and who were born in November, perhaps Valentine babies. Who knows? But happy birthday to all the Scorpios and Sagittariuses. And also shout-out to my new fan bam out there on Blog Talk Radio. My very dear friend, Cool Benson, I'm super excited about your podcast about beauty and hot topics and entertainment. You bring so much to our Blog Talk Radio, eWater Radio Station. If you all want to follow him, go at Daddy Cool Beauty Shop. Again, at Daddy Cool Beauty Shop, follow him. Cool is absolutely amazing. Friend of mine, really family, and, you know, want to give a shout out to the beautiful and talented Daviana, Cool, and Kelly's daughter, who is the last guest on my show. Shout out, congratulations on your recent pageant and also singing the national anthem while you're on tour. In case y'all didn't listen to my last show, Daviana is absolutely amazing. She's one of my daughter's best friends, like AKA like a sister to her. She's on the road with Tina Turner, the musical on Broadway. Love you guys. You guys are family. Miss you very much and just wish you nothing but success. Hopefully Cool will be able to step out. He's at Daviana's show on Broadway right now as we speak. He may call in a minute and say what's up to everybody. But just want to give that shout out there, to them. Now it's tonight. I have a very, very special guest, very special, very, very special. So I need a drum roll out there. Can everybody like silently like do a drum roll if you're around people to be like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm giving Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show a drum roll. Okay. So let's do this. Drum roll. All right, tonight's special guest will be yours truly, Miss Tammy. Yes, it's actually me, you guys. Yes, I am my own special guest tonight because I'm, like I said, I'm getting back to my roots. The reason why I really started the show was about nutrition, fitness, and health. So I'm kind of getting back to my roots tonight. Not to say I'm not going to have guests in the near future. I just wanted to really get back to what I'm about, you know, my passion. You know, I'm a nutritionist by trade, and I'm all about nutrition and fitness and health. And tonight I'm talking about a very important topic, you know, something that recently came up in my labs when I went to the doctor, which is blood pressure. You know, I've never had an issue with blood pressure in my life. In fact, I've actually helped a lot of people with lowering their blood pressure, believe it or not, by eating certain foods, including my own father. But when I went to urgent care a few months ago, my blood pressure was significantly high, which has never, ever happened to me in my life. So I decided to do more research on the topic and dug a little deeper. And by no means, everyone, I just want to put this out there. I'm not a doctor, so I want to put my disclaimer out there. But I am a nutritionist, and I want to share the knowledge from my research, from reputable resources, things that I've learned, so that I can help you or your loved ones, for those who are actually listening tonight. So, you know, it's crazy. Did you guys know that high blood pressure is actually one of the most dangerous killers in the world? Like, literally, most common health conditions, 500,000 deaths are linked to America, according to CDC. So globally, like, the death toll is like 7 million. And the problem here is that blood pressure is really sneaky. In fact, what they call it is like the silent killer, because it creeps up on you. And there's rarely any symptoms, so you don't even know that it's actually affecting you. In fact, like 1 in 3 people who have high blood pressure issues don't even know it, and therefore leave it untreated. So that's crazy, right? But it's like everyone assumes we know about blood pressure because it's so routine to check. You know, case in point, you go to the doctor, you go to urgent care, you go to the hospital, what's the first thing they do? Okay. Doctors and nurses assume we all know what's up. You know, we sit down in the room for minutes or hours even watching them. It's like literally the most annoying thing in the world. Like, you all know what I'm talking about. You go to the doctor and you're sick as heck, and you know, you want to be treated, you want to be seen, and you sit in this waiting room on this long piece of paper on this big table, and you're just sitting there like at urgent care, and you're just sitting there for like ever. It just seems like forever. You look at everything on the wall. You read like the vision chart. You look at all these different things that they got going on, and you know, there's only so much you can do. I just sit there on my phone, or I look around, I read everything. I'm like, this is so boring, and when is the doctor going to get in here? And you wait forever, and then you finally see somebody, and the first thing, what do? They check your heart rate, and they check your blood pressure. But why? Maybe you all know out there, but I guess I never knew. I never really understood. Like, I just, okay, it's like you put your keys in the ignition. You turn the ignition, and then the car starts, and then you put it in reverse, and you get out of the parking space, and then you drive, right? Or unless you have one of those spaceship cars where you push the button, you know, those hybrid cars, electric cars, the sophisticated cars. But, you know, it's routine, right? We just do it. But I really never asked questions, and I never actually had anyone like break it down for me. You know, this is not something I learned in school, just heart rate and blood pressure. And I never knew what those numbers, like, what do they mean? Why are they so important? But, you know, silly me, I never really asked the question, like, oh, they read off some numbers and they're like, okay, you're good. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm good. But I have no clue what those numbers mean, right? So I had to like dig a little deeper, because when the doctor told me, well, you have high blood pressure, I was like, what? Like, I eat super healthy, I'm active, I go to my Pilates, and I'm like, what is going on? And so, you know, blood pressure, sometimes they call it hypertension if you have high blood pressure. But blood pressure really essentially means it's a measure of how hard the blood pressure pushes against the walls of your arteries. So high blood pressure means that the top number stays high and the bottom number stays high, or both. So let's talk about these numbers. If you're like me, like I said, I'm like, what do these numbers mean? They just read them off. They tell me if I'm good or I'm bad, or I'm low or I'm high. So first off, I want to start off by saying that it is absolutely normal for blood pressure to go up and down throughout the day. Like, it fluctuates. It fluctuates. And there's so many different variables. However, it's when your blood pressure stays up, that is when it turns into having high blood pressure or hypertension, which is not good. So we're going to talk about the numbers. Okay. So my friend says, put on your rubber gloves, Dr. Tammy. This is funny. The first number is the systolic, and I might be saying this totally wrong, systolic pressure. I might be saying this wrong. I'm sorry if I am. But that is essentially the top number that measures the force exerted by your heart each time it beats on the walls of your arteries. So it shows just how hard the blood pushes when your heart is pumping. So like 119 or less is normal. The second number is the diastolic pressure. And I might be saying this totally wrong. But this is the bottom number that measures the force exerted by your heart between beats on the walls of your arteries. So this number shows how hard the blood pushes between heartbeats when your heart is relaxed and filling with blood. So 79 or less is normal. So if you see like MMHG, that stands for like millimeters of mercury, which is how blood pressure is actually, that's how pressure is measured in medicine. So if you see that, that's what that means. So there's different categories depending on your numbers. So as I said, like normal is like under 120. If you're like between 120 and 129, it's elevated. If you're like between 130 to 139, then that's like stage one hypertension. And over 140 is stage two hypertension. And like when I went in, I was over 140 at that point. So that meant a problem. And there's many different reasons why that could be elevated. And I know that mine was related to stress. So we're going to get into that. You know, why are your numbers so important? Well, your numbers are important because if you have high blood pressure and it gets out of hand, it could increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, or heart failure, kidney failure, and sometimes even death. And that's why they call it the silent killer. Like I said, there's like no, you don't know sometimes when you have high blood pressure. You just, it's not a sign. You know, like with stroke, there's actually an actual sign that you're having a stroke. There's signs of a lot of things when your health goes, you know, south. But with blood pressure, it's very sneaky, and you sometimes you just don't even know unless you go to the doctor and have a routine visit and they tell you. So sometimes it could even cause like severe headaches and vision challenges, and that's actually why I went to the doctor, because I kept getting headaches, like really bad ones, headaches that would last for a couple of days and you take medicine. I'm not a big medicine person, but when I do take it, that means it's serious, and I would take medicine, it wouldn't even help. So that let me know that I needed to do something. And you know, your blood pressure gets elevated for two different reasons. Either one, you have too high of blood volume, or two, too narrow of blood vessels. So those are kind of the two things that happen. But the great news is, this is the great news. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. The great news is that high blood pressure is treatable and easily managed by making some adjustments to your lifestyle. That is amazing news right there. That is really, really good news. I'm going to put a pause right there, because then we're going to start getting into factors and routine prevention and all of that. We're going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to put a pause right now because I see somebody calling in and it's their birthday today. So I have to like give a little shout out really quick. So we're going to put a pause. We're going to put a bookmark on that. And I want to say happy birthday, Inches. You are live on air. It is your official birthday today. You have co-hosted with me. You have been on the show with me several times. One of my best friends in the world. I just want to say happy birthday. Today is your official, like, what are you, 68 today? inches?
68. 68.
Yeah.
No,
that, 68. You're 68 today, right?
No, no, 68, 54. I'm 54. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm good. Happy official birthday today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Tammy. Hello, everybody out there that's listening to Talk Radio Station. This is Sean Inches Jackson. Shout out to everybody out there. E-Water Radio Station. What's happening, my man, E-E? And just shout out to everybody, to all the listeners. Talk to me, Tammy. How's it going?
Awesome. I am doing really well. We're talking about a really important subject tonight. So,
I'm excited. That's a wonderful topic to talk about. Yes, it is a wonderful topic to talk about because, you know, me, I don't have high blood pressure. I try to keep my blood pressure to normal. I try not to eat so much, try not to worry or stress, you know, and keep everything at a flow. You know, you got to put God first and put all worries and stress away. Let him take over.
That's very good advice. Very, very good advice. Yeah, people are texting me right now saying, happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday. Everybody's texting me right
you,
now
everybody.
Saying to say happy birthday to you. So
Thank you. I appreciate all the shout-outs. I appreciate everything. I'm glad just to be alive and glad to be in God's presence for him waking me up every single day, keep me breathing, and keep me healthy.
That's all you can ask for, right?
That's all. And say shout-out to my kids. Sean, Dijon, DeAndre, Brianna, Shania, and little Sean. My granddaughters, Lisa Ann and Luna. Hi, guys.
Nice.
Brianna.
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
No, not her Brianna. That's my niece right there. But also shout out to Brianna and her big debut with a national Pepsi commercial with Shaquille O'Neal. Let's give it up, everybody. Y'all need to check it out because it's going to be an awesome commercial. Shout out. Congratulations, Bri. You're doing your thing, girl. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You know what? I can't believe I didn't give a shout out to my own daughter. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she landed a national commercial, Pepsi, with Shaq. Oh, my gosh. Even though
yes,
they cut her out of the biggest version, they cut her out. But it doesn't matter. She got to spend the day with Shaq. And he got her a laptop. He gave her some money. It doesn't even matter about that. Just a day with Shaq. I would do that for free just to have a day with Shaq because he was the coolest dude you could ever imagine. One of the best days of my life. Coolest dude ever.
You can't go wrong. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Shaquille O'Neal. Shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. What's happening, Big Daddy? What's happening, Big Dog? You need to come down to Slam Ball and come check us out, man. We're going to have it out. 2024, Slam Ball, Cox Pavilion, Las Vegas. Everybody, y'all need to come check it out. Come down to Vegas.
That's what's up. Absolutely. And how can people follow you, Sean? Jackson.
Yeah, you can follow me. Inches Sean. Okay. You can follow me at Sean Inches Jackson 3. That's IG, Instagram, if you guys don't know. Facebook, you know. But otherwise, that, you know, just reach out to me, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, followers, come on, follow me up. You know, we're going to have a wonderful journey, you know. And shout out to my man, Stan Shake Fletcher. You know, him and I got a wonderful show called Shake the Game Up. So, you know, we shaking the game up. You know, we talking about sports and entertainment and fun. And we love to have you,
nice.
Tammy.
Yes, have me on there, and I would love to have both of you on my show, too. So we have to talk about that. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say thank you, Tammy, for everything that you're doing. Thank you for all your advice and all the things that you talk about, your special guests and everybody that comes into your show. You know, and you know, it's wonderful what you're doing and everything, and you're bringing out new things to people to, you know, get everybody in tune with what's going on in the world and what's going on with us as, you know, individuals. So it's great that you're doing that, Tammy. So you keep up the good work, lady.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, my friend. All right, we got
to
get back into the show. Please stay on and listen. Inches, you got to get back to work.
Yeah,
happy
get back
birthday,
to work.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
You got it. You got it. All right. Bye. Thank you, guys. We just had that commercial break. You know, definitely, you know, it's Inch's birthday, and he's co-hosted with me several times, one of my best friends in the world. And just want to give him a shout-out. Hope he has he makes the best of it working on his birthday. So let's get into factors in routine prevention. There's where our bookmark was. Again, like I said, the great news is that you can manage, you know, blood pressure, and it's treatable if you make some adjustments to your lifestyle. So here's some factors and routine prevention that you can do. If you're 40 years or of age or older, you should be getting your blood pressure checked at least once per year at the doctor's. You know, because age actually does play a factor. So another way a good friend of mine recommended that I do, which is like should be number one, is you can monitor your blood pressure at home with a home monitor. So home monitors run you under like $50, and it's worth it, right? You know, just so you could check your numbers here and there, especially if your doctor tells you that you may need to monitor your numbers, you know, and then take notes of your numbers, like keep a log of that for your doctor's visits. You know, if you are using a home monitor, and I forget this sometimes, like the experts say that you should empty your bladder and wait at least 30 minutes after you eat or drink something. So that's just kind of a tidbit to that. And then two, a medical professional that I'm very close with told me to make sure that you take it at the same time every day. You know, try to, like, if you, right when you wake up would be a good time. You know, before you go to bed, hopefully you don't eat right before you go to bed, right? At least wait, like, should, like, not eat for at least an hour before you go to bed, right? Or more. Try to get that eating in early and then let that food digest, right? Also be sure to keep both of your feet on the ground and place the cuff on your bare skin, resting your arm with the cuff on the table, chest height. That's really important. You don't set it down. Notice like they lift your arm up when they're taking your blood pressure. Kind of watch what the doctor does and kind of mimic that. Also too, like family history can also play a factor. So know your family history. Ask your parents. Ask your family members, like if they have challenges with their blood pressure. You know, if you're overweight and or have diabetes, you're more likely to develop high blood pressure over time. Even a 2-pound weight loss can shave about 1 point from your number readings. If you don't want to weigh yourself, you can just measure your waist. And I noticed, too, even with my knee issues, just losing like 7 pounds like last month, I noticed a difference in my knee not hurting. So just even little things, little changes, little lifestyle changes can really make a difference. So like men, you're at risk if your weight, if your waist measurement is greater than 40 inches, and women are at risk if their waist measurement is greater than 35 inches. Also, if you're a smoker, quit or avoid smoking for more reasons than one. You know, in terms of increasing your blood pressure, the chemicals in tobacco can cause inflammation. It narrows your arteries. It damages your blood vessel walls. And the hardened arteries, that's what causes the higher blood pressure. This can even count as secondhand smoke. You know, that can affect your blood pressure. But if you increase your physical activity, you can also lower your blood pressure up to 24 hours later. So if you regularly exercise, it helps to increase your heart and breathing rates. And over time, your heart is kind of getting exercise and it grows stronger and pumps with less effort, which in turn will lower your blood pressure by creating less pressure in your arteries. So that's kind of key. That's why they say cardio. Cardio is for your heart. It's not necessarily always going to make you lose weight. It's kind of a myth. More muscle you have, the more fat you burn. Cardio is really good for your heart. It helps your body function better. In terms of exercise, some training that could be good for lowering your blood pressure could include like high-intensity interval training. You can do swimming. You can do dancing. You can walk. You can jog. You can cycle. Or even my favorite, strength training. Like I said, you know, lifting weights, strength training, it also helps develop muscles, which burn the fat. You know, a lot of women, particularly, they think, oh my gosh, if I lift weights, I'm going to be a big muscle person and have all these big muscles and look like a dude. No, that's not true. You know, and you're going to bulk up and this and all that. No. If you actually want to lose unwanted fat and tone up, lift weights. Just make sure you replenish the hard work you put in by consuming healthy protein after lifting weights. I had to have a big talk with a friend in Pilates. She's like, oh, I'm not going to eat after Pilates. I was like, what are you talking about, girl? We just lifted weights. We just lifted our own body weight. We're on the reformer. Like, it's like a hard workout. And I'm like, you're not going to put fuel back into your tank. Like, basically your body is going to eat away your muscle tonight because you're not feeding it. So I had to have a whole talk with her about this, like, because she was depleting her system and she was wondering why she wasn't losing weight. Well, it's because she didn't feed herself protein to help build those muscles and sustain what she just depleted. You know, it's a myth, you know, work out and not eat. That's horrible. No, you want to work out and then you want to feed your body good things to feed those muscles to sustain. It's just like growing a plant, right? The plant needs water to grow. Or like me, if I'm not watering my plants are dying. And that's what your body's doing. So, you know, feed yourself. And you don't always have to go to the gym. You can do activities that require work that act as like an exercise, like playing sports, you know, go play catch with your son or daughter or niece or nephew. Clean your house. Go do yard work. Garden. You know, they always say too, like you can park a good distance from the grocery store. Like if you're at the grocery store and walk, using the stairs versus an elevator, even walking somewhere versus driving, going for a bike ride, you know, all of these things are exercise, you know, so you don't always have to go to a gym. You could just make different lifestyle choices to make a difference. One thing that's probably even like one of the most important things that people kind of take for granted is sleep. You know, I know it's sometimes easier said than done. I have so many people that I know that are close to me that have problems sleeping. But, you know, sleeping plays a huge factor on your overall health and definitely on your blood pressure. So try to set a regular sleep schedule. If your schedule allows that, you know, by waking up and going to bed around that same time daily, so your body kind of goes into a routine. Exercise earlier in the day, not close to bedtime. I know sometimes I used to box at night and my adrenaline would be up and I'd be like so pumped up I couldn't go to sleep because I was just amped. You might want to do that earlier. When I changed it to early in the morning, I was able to sleep better. You know, avoid the bright lights on your devices, including like your phone, right? We're always on our phone and our tablet and television, internet, your laptop, your computer, all of those things like make you wake up. And I notice if I wake up in the middle of the night and I get on my phone, you know, playing Words with Friends or looking something up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, LinkedIn, I notice like I'm up. So don't do that, you know. Try to create like a nice sleep environment that's cool and cozy and dark and quiet, comfortable. Do something relaxing before bedtime, like reading or taking a warm bath or, you know, a close friend of mine said, you know, meditating, you know, prayer, whatever kind of relaxes you. I know this is silly, but my device, which is what I'm told you not to do, relaxes me. I'll play Words with Friends and I'll just like, I'm thinking and it makes me fall asleep. But you do whatever makes sense for you. You know, reading a book is always good too. My eyes get heavy when I do that. And it's good to like fill your mind with good things before you go to sleep. Also, don't consume alcohol or caffeine and avoid nicotine, you know, smoking right before bedtime. Last but not least, if you're a napper, limit your naps to early in the day so that you're not sleepy at bedtime. That's key right there. Definitely want to nap earlier than later. I know that's hard for some of you with crazy schedules out there, but try to avoid the naps because when you do too many naps, then it could affect your sleep at night. But here is the biggie, and I know that this is why my blood pressure went up in the first place. Stress. We all have to figure out what we can do to manage our stress for so many reasons. As Inches mentioned a little bit like ago, like that stress kills, you know, it's bad for you. So one way that I mentioned a minute ago that has helped me manage my stress is by taking Pilates class, you know. It's helped me in like so many different ways. You know, number one, through noticing my breathing. You know, breathing is a very big part of Pilates and yoga. So I notice my breathing. And then number two, I become more flexible, which is always a good thing. Number three, I don't think about anything when I'm taking that class, but listening to the instructor and following the directions because I want to make sure I'm doing the moves correctly because otherwise they come over to you and they're like, they don't really embarrass you, but I get embarrassed because I'm a perfectionist and I don't like to do things wrong. And they're like, okay, no, do this. Is it? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like there's 15 people in here and everybody's looking at me because I'm not doing it right. So I want to make sure that I know what's up, not just for because I'm self-conscious, but two, I want to make sure I'm doing the exercise right so I don't get hurt. Number four, it relaxes my mind. And then last but not least, I would say the fifth reason is because it's actually become better physical therapy for me personally. You know, I've done physical therapy for my knee and noticed like no difference, to be honest with you. And felt like I paid an arm and a leg for physical therapy. And I'm not like, I have a very good friend out there that I got my master's with that's a physical therapist and she's amazing. I'm not trying to take away from her or from anybody in the field, but it just really depends on who you have as a physical therapist. And the ones that I've dealt with in LA, I just went simply to the wrong people. I didn't feel like I was gaining anything from them. I felt like I could be teaching them more than what they were teaching me. So going to Pilates, like I'm learning something brand new, and it literally is therapy for my legs. Like I now can get off the compression socks and put on just a knee brace, and I'm good. And, you know, so Pilates, I learned, was invented from a guy named Joseph Pilates, who was from Germany. And he designed the reformer machine, and Pilates is an exercise and body conditioning approach during World War I, which I thought was interesting. He actually developed it for rehabilitation for soldiers returning from war who suffered aches and pains, and later dancers were using it as well. So a lot of people think that it was really developed for dancers, but no, it actually was developed as a rehab for soldiers in World War I. That's the real root of where this came from. Anywho, I just got off on tangent. Sorry, y'all. Just wanted to share this because it was so, this is such a recent like exercise for me that I'm so in love with. Coming from boxing to going to Pilates is like completely left field. Because I'm contact sport to like woosaw is so weird for me, but it really has helped me a lot and made a huge impact on my life, my health, and my stress levels. Because it's important to live your life and find time to laugh, vacation, keep up with your hobbies, and like be stress-free, right? Another way to manage your stress is by praying or practice deep breathing, mindfulness, or meditation. You can also do activities like we talked about, you know, reading a book, cooking, volunteering, listening to music, going on a walk. You know, the walks during the pandemic really did a lot for me. I would do 10,000 to 20,000 steps, and I would just notice crazy things in the neighborhood and take pictures. Oh, wow, look at the flowers. wow, look at the paint on this house, or look at the windows. I mean, I was probably look creepy walking around the neighborhood looking at things, but I was just noticing the beauty in my own neighborhood, you know, and just kind of got my mind off of work, off of stress, off of things in my life, and just let me focus on nature and what's around me. Those things helped, you know, practicing gratitude by expressing it to others. That really does something for the mind, body, and soul, and helps others to boot. So, you know, remind everybody out there, like, why you're thankful. Like, everyone, I challenge you all, either tonight or tomorrow, just text somebody randomly and just tell them how meaningful they are in your life, like, and what they mean to you. Just out of the blue, for no reason. Just text one person tonight. One person, I challenge you. Text them and text me and let me know that you did this. Text me and let me know that you sent a message out there to somebody and told them how grateful you are for them in your life. Do that. And just shoot me a text and say, I did it. And I'll know exactly what you're talking about. Do that. It does something for you. When you do that, it kind of makes you feel good that you put something positive out there. And it makes the other person feel good too. So that's just another thing. A couple things that you can avoid. Doing too much, like focusing on what needs to be done, you know, and prioritizing. Those are, you know, don't do too much. Focus on what you need to do, especially if you're stressed. Just get the main things done. Anything else is a bonus. Make plans to resolve your issues and don't focus on the things that you have no control over. That's probably one of the biggest, hardest barriers and struggles that I deal with. Is, you know, you can only do so much. So you just focus on the things that you have control over at the time, handle that, and then, you know, let Jesus take the wheel or whatever you believe in. You know, just focus on the things that you have control over. Now, you can always go the route of medication or watching what you eat. You know, and I want to tell you, in some cases, you may need the medication, then gradually control it with your nutrition. You know, as a nutritionist, I always go to nutrition first, but there are some people that really need medicine, and I'm not against that. Like, if you need that, then you should take it. You should listen to your doctor. Discuss it with your doctor and see what you need to do for you. There's different medications out there for different reasons. Some of these include diuretics, which are like water pills. They help your kidneys flush out the water and salt from your body to decrease the blood volume. Then you have like beta blockers that cause the heart to beat with less force, or calcium channel blockers. You have alpha blockers that reduce nerve impulses that tighten blood vessels. Angiotensin converting enzyme, or ACE, that reduces blood pressure by relaxing the blood. I mean, there's several different medicines out there, but those are some of the most common. So medicines are important. If you need them and your doctor says you need them, then you should do that. You know, unfortunately, many people who take medication to regulate their blood pressure, you know, may need sometimes more than one medication to reach their goal. So talk to your doctor, find out what's right for you, and just figure out what the right medication is for you if you go that route. Now, in the meantime, you know, if you're going the nutrition route, like for me, I don't have like a repetitious high blood pressure. It was like a one-time incident. I'm in a monitor. So I don't feel like I have a serious problem right at this moment. As I monitor, I'm not seeing high numbers consistently. So these are things that I'm going to try to do myself that I recommend for other people. You know, avoid or cut back on consuming too much alcohol, because that increases your risk for high blood pressure. And they say that, you know, one alcoholic beverage per day for women and two for men, which I think is a bit sexist myself, you know, just saying. I'm just kidding. No, that's just a recommendation. It's kind of messed up. Men can drink more than women. That's messed up. And a drink, you guys, by the way, it's not a huge slurpy cup, like a huge, big, huge slurpy cup or like a large cup. It's like a beer, you know, a 1 ounce of a 100 proof spirit, you know, 4 ounces of wine, 1.5 ounces of an 80 proof spirit. So it's not that much, you guys. Serving sizes are a lot less than what we think. You know, pouring a glass of wine is not like all the way up to the brim, y'all. Too much salt and sodium. Literally a small reduction in sodium can cause your blood pressure to drop by about 5 or 6 points. Yeah. Sodium's like the biggie. That's the biggie. You know, according to the FDA, they consider sodium levels of 5% or lower is good and 20% or more is high. So most people should eat no more than 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day. We surpass that like quickly. We don't even realize. You know, salt is not just consumed from your salt shaker. A lot of people think, oh, okay, I just won't put salt on my food. Well, a majority of the salt, you guys, that we consume actually comes from foods that we eat in restaurants or store processed foods. So we all eat these and we just don't even realize it. That's kind of the crazy part. You know, a great friend of mine back in the day who was a bodybuilder when I was training to be on the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders introduced me to one of my BFFs, Mrs. Dash. Yeah, Mrs. Dash and I have been besties ever since. Mrs. Dash is one of the best, you know, seasonings. I love it. You know, great flavor, no sodium. You know, bottom line, you know, with sodium, you want to read the food labels, eat fewer processed foods, you know, and cook your own food rather than going out. Try to do that more. Try to cook more so that you can control what is in your food, right? You can control those sodium levels. And then you don't have to add salt. You can put herbs and spices. Mrs. Dash is amazing. Mrs. Dash is amazing. Get every flavor. That's what I did. Because I would be eating like, ask my old roommate. Ask one of my best friends, Karn. I know you're listening out there. She would see me eat plain chicken, like plain chicken breast with nothing on it. Finally, my friend was like, look, you don't have to just have plain chicken breast. You can put this Dash. It's like 0 calories. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so then, I mean, because I got accustomed to eating just plain, like boiled chicken or baked chicken with nothing on it. Like I trained myself to like not enjoy food. You could still enjoy food and eat healthy. Like just got to know what to put on it. Read the label. You know, because they can be really, really tricky. You know, some of the things that they trick you with these labels, you guys. They do. They're so tricky. So the things that you want to pay attention to when you're reading labels, you want to check the serving size and the number of servings per package. So it might say 100 calories, right? But then it might say serving size of 4. And then you eat that, the whole thing. And what does that mean? 400. Calories. You get what I'm saying? So read that. Read the serving size. Karen just texted me. she said, ha ha, plain chicken, yuck. Yeah, seriously. She remembers that. Like I literally didn't put nothing on it. It was so nasty. Anyway, like there could be more than one serving, which impacts that amount of like sodium that you're consuming too. And that's the biggie that you want to watch with blood pressure. So if it says, you know, 1500 milligrams of sodium in a bag of pasta and the serving size is 2 and you eat that whole bag, which is easy to do. Like if you get one of those like steam, you know, bags of like pasta, right? At the grocery store in the frozen section, it can even be a veggie pasta, whatever. You eat the whole bag because it doesn't seem like there's that much in there, right? It's like a bowl and you're like, that's nothing. That's like a whole, you know, I'm good. So if you eat that whole bag, that means you just consumed 3,000 milligrams of sodium, which is way too much sodium for you to consume in one day. You know, so compare it like when you're in the grocery store, actually read these labels, look at that and say, hey, am I going to be able to cut this portion in half and eat half of this bag? It's going to be like a half of a bowl, like very small. Am I going to be full off of that? And if not, if the answer is no and it's a big serving size, don't get that. Just don't get it. Also, like, you know, again, like the portion size, it really matters, you know, so eat smaller portions. Meal prepping. I'm proud of you, Karen, for meal prepping. that's amazing. I know your roommate's got you into this meal prepping, and I think it's awesome. You know, I used to do that. It's you inspire me. I started thinking about things that I wanted to meal prep, like starting next week. So thank you for that. You know, find people that you can kind of partner up with and challenge each other. Those kind of things do help. But reducing the portion sizes will also reduce the amount of sodium that you consume as well. So very smart to do that. Also, too much sugar and refined carbohydrates, that can, you know, raise your blood pressure. So try more low sugar, low carb, and low fat choices. You know, processed foods, because they're usually have like unhealthy fats and added sugar, they're high in salt. You know, these are things like processed foods. When I talk about processed foods, it's like your fried foods, right? Your fast foods, your canned foods, your processed snacks and meals, the things that come in bags. If you buy canned foods that, you know, that's okay. You know, when I buy green beans, I love green beans. I look for low sodium or no salt added versions. Those are the things that I look for when I shop. If they say low sodium or no salt added, those are the things that you want to kind of look at on the label. Limit your caffeine intake to 1 to 3 cups of coffee per day, or try decaffeinated coffee. If you're addicted to coffee, just do one real coffee with caffeine and then a couple without. You know, limit or eliminate the consumption of energy drinks, especially those loaded with sugar. And that includes with your coffee, the creamers. Like, rethink your creamers. Stevia, add stevia, almond milk. There's so many different alternatives out there that are healthier for you. When even consuming your coffee, or just go grown style. Like me, when I go to Starbucks, iced coffee, sugar-free vanilla, you know, I'm grown now, or just straight up, which that's tough to do, but that's when you know you're grown, when you can have coffee straight up. Go easy on the condiments, you know, soy sauce and salad dressings, and read the label, look for that low sodium. So like when you go out to sushi, there's a difference, the sodium one and the low sodium. The other day, I didn't see the low sodium one, so I used the sodium, and boy, did I feel different. Like, I did not – once you start eating low sodium, you notice a difference. And when you do add that sodium or a lot of sugar, you're like, ugh, it doesn't even taste right anymore. So train your brain to kind of think differently when you eat. Speaking of, like, when you eat out, right, ask that your meal is prepared with minimal salt. You know, that's when you'll know it's fresh. I used to have friends that say, oh, I want McDonald's french fries with no salt. I mean, I'm not recommending McDonald's fries, right? Even though they're good, they're not good for you. But that was so that they can make a fresh batch of fries. Genius, right? She was like, genius for saying that. But I'm not recommending that at all. Like, you know, fast food is processed again, and it's not good for you. But when you are eating out, you can ask them to use minimal salt or ask for the nutrition information. Order smaller portions, or cut that big portion in half and have the other portion for lunch or dinner the next day. You could share with a friend. Overall, just make healthy choices when you go out. And I know that that's tough sometimes. You see it, you go out with a friend and they're ordering something unhealthy, and you feel like you want to do that too. But just know that your health is your wealth. You know, what you put in your body is what you're going to get out of it. You know, you want to consume more water. You should be drinking, everyone says, oh, you know, a gallon of water a day. That's wrong. That's absolutely false. You should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water daily. But that number could go up if you're physically active. You know, then you're going to need to replenish that water that you sweat out. So, like, if you go work out, you're going to drink more water naturally, right? But staying hydrated, that's the key. And that's something I struggle with, honestly, a lot. I'll go throughout the day and go, oh my gosh, I only drank one bottle of water. That's the best thing you can do for so many different reasons. And I think that's part of my reason with the headaches. When you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking water, you're depleting yourself. It's literally one of the best things that you could do is drink a glass of water right when you wake up. And and actually before meals too. It helps you become more full. It will help hydrate you. It curbs your appetite. So many different amazing reasons why you should be, you know, consuming more water, have that more in your life. Even potassium-rich foods, because they're nature's most powerful foods. Some of the for lowering blood pressure, some of these foods, and I'm going to really get into the foods in my blog. So to get to my blog, you go to ewaterradio.net/Tammy_blogs.htm. Again, that's http://www.ewaterradio.net/Tammy_blogs.htm. If you text me or message me, I will give you my blog because I'm going to talk about the top 10 TKO lowering your blood pressure foods that there are and why. I'm going to put that out there this weekend. So if you text me, message me, I will send you that personally so that you have that link. You could refer to it, put these things on your grocery list. Dried fruit, yogurt, milk, kidney beans, lentils, tomatoes, spinach, potatoes, bananas, avocados, all these things, garlic, salmon. I'm going to put a bunch of these things, you know, in my blog so that these are things that you should add to your diet if blood pressure is an issue for you, and it might be able to help you. So, you know, another thing that the doctor will tell you is that the DASH diet. Now, I'm not a big person to do diets because diets are, they're fads. They're not sustainable. I'm not a big cheerleader of that. But if you have a major issue with blood pressure and you need to really get it under control, the DASH diet is the best thing to, like, kickstart that and then just eat these foods that I'm telling you in my top 10 or more. I might do 10 plus to give you a little bit more. And the DASH diet, DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And that includes 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, eating whole grains like whole grain pasta, brown rice, and beans, eating fish, beans, nuts, poultry, and vegetable oils, and consuming low or zero-fat dairy products, eating 2 to 3 servings of low-fat or fat-free dairy products. Like, that's one of my favorites, you guys. I love this yogurt called Too Good Yogurt. It's T-W-O Good Yogurt. I get it at Pavilions or Safeway. It's super, super low in sugar, and it's loaded with all the good stuff, and it actually tastes good because, you know, a lot of that stuff doesn't taste very good when you don't have sugar in it, right? This actually tastes super tasty, and I also add hemp seeds to it. I used to do flax seeds or chia seeds, but actually hemp seeds has 3 times more of the omegas and vitamins. Like, it's better for you. So I add like a tablespoon of that, mix it up, and I eat that, and it's such a great probiotic that, you know, keeps your digestive tract in tune. And it's something that your gut like so needs. So like, it's so good for you to do like as a snack, like in between like breakfast and lunch, or even for breakfast. You know, you can increase your supplements too, but just run that by your doctor if you're taking medication. You know, always run things by your doctor. And okay, I know there are a lot of people who's going to like this one right here. One of the foods that you could eat that actually helps you lower your blood sugar, believe it or not, is chocolate. Yes, you get a pass for eating chocolate. This actually helps lower your stress. However, this is not a pass to eat sugary chocolate. You know, no bueno. It needs to be dark chocolate that contains 70 to 85% or higher cacao, okay? Cacao contains flavonoids, which is an antioxidant. It helps widen your blood vessels. Therefore, it helps lower your blood pressure. So it's actually a good thing. Yes, you guys can eat chocolate. Oh, but that's not all. That is not all. You're going to love me for this one, especially Karin. Red wine, yes. Red wine. You can drink red wine, but in moderation. red wine actually soothes your arteries. It reduces your blood sugar and lessens your risk for diabetes. But we're talking like 4 to 5 ounce glass of wine with your dinner. So that's the key there. That's the hard part. You got to limit it. You can also, you know, go the herbal route. You know, my favorite herbal route that I kind of had my dad on was hibiscus tea. You can go buy the dried flowers, hibiscus, or it's called Jamaica. You can get it from a lot of Latin stores like Vallarta. You can boil the dried flowers, boil them like tea, and then you strain the leaves and you drink it like tea. Or you can put it in your fridge like Kool-Aid, and you can add stevia to it, you know, and sweeten it up. So there's a lot of other plants too and herbs, like celery juice, ginger root, tomato extract, green tea, sesame oil. There's a lot of good herbs too. But again, if you're doing the herb route, make sure that you run it by your doctor with your medications, because you want to make sure that it doesn't conflict with your medication. But overall, it's simple, but it's easier said than done. The key is these three things: eat less, eat healthy, get up and move. Those are the three big things. Eat less, eat healthy, get up and move. And if I have to add a PS, it would be PS, look at the labels, read the labels, think about the things that I told you. Now, I know I just talked your guys' ear off. I cannot believe that I talked for an hour. I don't think I've ever done a show where I talked for a full hour by myself. Like, this might be the first time. But this topic is so important to me, just because I have family that has went through this recently, a family member who passed of this, and also just something that has affected me personally recently with my own blood pressure. So I hope that you all learned something from this, or if you don't struggle with blood pressure, if you know somebody that is, maybe you can pass on this knowledge to them. So I hope that you learned something for you and your loved ones. If you want more information about blood pressure, you can go through reputable sources like your doctor and American Heart Association, cdc.salt is a good source. Also, choosehealthla.com. I know people are listening outside of LA, but LA has a lot of really good resources that I like to recommend. Choosehealthla.com. Also, again, check out my blog, you guys, for some foods that I want to suggest. And also, just hit me up. Hit me up, text me, message me, and I will send you the list of my recommendations in terms of nutrition. But most important, just take care of yourself. Your health is your wealth. You only have one body, one temple, and you got a lot of people out there that care about you, love you. So take care of yourself, everybody, and stay healthy, stay blessed. And remember to text me when you texted somebody to tell them how grateful you are of them, all right? Stay blessed, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you all for tuning in to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show. Goodbye.